morning, good afternoon, or good evening to everyone, wherever you are in the world. This is Apoat Man of Luntiang Agama, Natural Divine Art Saint of Healing, and I am broadcasting live here in the Philippines, and I'm so happy that I am really home. Though, even I'm already home, at last, my body is still adapting to changes. So, I slept probably by 6 p.m. yesterday and woke up by 12 midnight. And my body is really adjusting to the change that I had. Though, I only have 8 days stay in the United States. But as I come back here in the Philippines, my body is really changing. Oh, probably I am much better staying in America rather than here in the Philippines. Though, to be serious, I missed being at home. I missed to do everything that I usually doing here in the Philippines. But regardless of the things that I do, what important to me is that I could deliver my work, I could perform my work better. And even in America, I was able to perform it. But what is important is we are comfortable in doing it. So, but anyway, today I want to talk about change, because I am living now here at the Shrine, and the history of the Shrine, this building that you could see, is a 23 years old establishment that is owned by my father. And at first, this place is a carinderia, or a food store, or a mini restaurant. And I served this restaurant from, or I served in this place from year 2000 up to 2004. And from that time, I served people, I cook food and serve them. And then one day, it becomes a healing center, because there were an emergency that happened during the time that I'm serving as a carinderia owner and servant. Is there is a customer, or a young boy, probably 18 or no, from the age is ranging 12 to 18 years old, so I'm not sure about it. It was long way ago, that is in pain. So what I did is I let him in and make him comfortable to lie down on chair that been arranged to become a bed, and started healing him. And supposedly the color of the person was already turning blue because of the pain that he had, and amazingly he got better. As soon as he got better, he spread the word about me, and that starts the healing sessions that I'm doing here in Luntiang Agama. So this place has many transitions. When I left here and go to have a regular work as a healer, as a massage therapist, so I left here, it became a house or a sari-sari store. And when I come back, I decided to make this place as a shrine of Luntiang Agama, where I could do my ministerial job in making public making devotion ritual, as well as healing work and counseling work. So a while ago, so whenever it has rain, this place will drop rain inside, because the roof are too old, so as the ceilings are very weak. And this afternoon, Lakai gave some patches to the ceiling, so that some dust will not fall down while we are sleeping, because we are only sleeping on the floor. Now, so Lakai, since we don't have any money, no, we just try to fix it by patching it up with rice sack, and in order to prevent the falling of waters inside us. So that's what we do. Actually, I'm not telling my situation and asking for donation or asking for anything. But what I want to tell is every day in our life, we are changing. And the change that may happen to us comes in two ways, no? Or we will receive it in two aspects. Either change will bring us good things, or change will give us bad things. So on the good thing that happened, no, we could always welcome, and we want to welcome that change, and we could embrace that change to happen into us if it is good. But there are times na changes comes to us as a bad one, no, such as every day we are getting old, and that is the change that happens to us. We might welcome it. There is a positive aspect on it. Now, as we grow old, we mature, we get new knowledge, and we become more wiser than yesterday, and we have to embrace it. But in terms of our physical appearance, into our physical strength, that might be the saddest part, because as we grow old, we also get weak, no? There are changes that happening to us that might affect us positively or negatively. But in terms of aging, like what I've said, we could not prevent that to happen, because every day, every moment, every minute, every second, change happens. Such as the way how I speak, if you notice, when I started this video, my English is not good, but as soon as I keep talking, it gets better, isn't it? So it means practice makes us perfect, no? We could not be perfect that much, but we get better in everything that we do. If we constantly do it, we get better. So as on the change that happens to us, aging could not be prevented, no? But we could slow down. We could slow down that aging in our life. And those changing, we could slow down if we could take care of ourselves. I remember a person that I will not name here. He lived his life to the fullest, to the extent that he could experience. He experienced everything, and then the doctor found out that he have AIDS. It started from HIV, and then it becomes AIDS, and then the AIDS that he got is destroying his immune system, that even literally destroy his organs. This person came to me multiple times for healing, and I gave him advice and I gave him healing, but he chooses to live his life according to what he wants. And on his last moment of life, he comes to me and asks for forgiveness, and said to me that he still want to live longer, but unfortunately the doctor gave him deadline of his life, that he is about to die because all of his organs are being damaged. Though we are magical practitioners, but whatever natural that comes into us, or whatever that is natural within us, have been moved. This is our belief as Mangihilot, no? Whenever our internal organ has been damaged and been replaced and been modified by modern science, we could not fix it. We could not fix it. There is no fixing. Though we believe in miracles, we believe in magic that will happen. But for that dying soul, it could not be remedied anymore, except for the soul that he have should be healed, because on his life he know that he have it, but he used to live an extreme life and abuse his body. That's why that comes so fast in our life. We might be saying that we are the master of our own life, and we are the one who are making our own destiny. It is nice that we have this power of molding our path, of of walking and living the life that we want to have. But remember, in every actions that we do, there is a reaction, positively or negatively. So let us be wise. Let us be wise in living our own life. We could prevent the damage by being careful, by being polite, by being kind to one another. Even in our conversation, because in our conversation, no, like what I always say, whatever comes into our mouth goes into our body and will come out again. But whatever comes out to our mouth, it will enter to someone's ear. It will be processed out in their mind. It will process out in their heart. And those that comes out to our mouth may be beneficial to other people, but also it could be malevolent one. Such as if we speak bad words to other people, that person will receive that and it will become a poison to their soul. So as in our language, in our communication to one another, let us be careful of what we speak out to the world, because it will happen. Somebody will hear it, it will process in their mind, and it will process in their heart. And who knows? That person will be moved out and give you the help that you need, because you have spoken. So as not only that, no, so as the words that you could speak out could be a treasure, a medicine for them. And that is what we called as oración. Although oración is a Spanish word, probably a Latin, that may mean for us as prayer, but the power of our words could change. So as in this situation in our life, our words has power to create change in our life. But what kind of change we want to take place in our life today? I hope that as we speak out our reality, we could speak out beauty, we could speak out about love, it will speak out, we will speak out happiness. That will create change, that will give peace a chance to reign in our life. So as in our daily prayer, we always say there is one power in the universe, and we are the perfect manifestation of that power. And for as such, we pray for peace. We pray for peace, we pray for love, and we pray for stability. We pray that all the people around the world to embrace peace. Peace that promotes justice. Justice that follows discipline and orderliness. Discipline and orderliness as a result of understanding, and understanding as a product of knowledge, and knowledge as a fruit from the seed of love. We pray to the God, the Supreme Creator, and the Divine Spirit to bless us, His children or her children, with courage, bravery, and strength, so that through these blessings we may be able to overcome all forms of evil, fear, hatred, terror, violence, warfare, and worries around the world. By the power of love that gives us life, may peace prevail on earth. May all the people around the world be blessed with peace. May all the inhabitants of Mother Earth enjoy the blessings of love, as we create and manifest this in our life by our unified will, with aiming no harm to anyone. We accept and receive this, and it is so, so mote it be. I hope that this prayer will change your life, and the change that will come to you will be positively and beneficially. So until then, mayari na, pag-asatin, paalam, I love you all, bye!